This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
The river flows tranquilly on, the flowers are red, and this is Infinite Contact. Join me, Theo 3, for forgotten frequencies and cinematic live vinyl and cassette mix journeys that bend genres and warp timelines. From deep electro vaults to dusty spiritual jazz, obscure hip-hop beats to cosmic synthscapes. Each episode is a transmission from the past and future of the infinite I Am Presence. Lock in Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m., only on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Hi everyone, it's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anonymous of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses. Roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl who cares. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. Show me a rose, I'll show you a stag at bay. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango, down where the palm trees sway. I called her Rosa Mia, and she called a spade. Show me a rose, I'll show you a storm at sea. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, my dear, how are you? And she whispered, so am I. Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose, or leave me alone.
Show me a rose,
a fragrant rose, make believe that you don't know me, until you show me a rose,
a fragrant rose.
Deep in the heart of Jersey. Oh, the factory smoke will make you choke. Deep in the heart of Jersey, and the city rats run in big packs. Deep in the heart of Jersey, oh, the Parkway man takes a quarter from your hand. Deep in the heart of Jersey and Route 17, the traffic there is mean. Deep in the heart of Jersey. Skies ain't fit for flies. Deep in the heart of Jersey, and the pizza man says, I'm gonna understand. Deep in the heart of Jersey, oh, the dumps in June ain't like perfume. Deep in the heart of Jersey, but it's my state, I think it's great. Deep in the heart of Jersey.
Thank you, Uncle Floyd, for getting us going here. This is Gregory Forte's Radio Museum. Welcome back. So this show is inspired tonight by a high school graduation I went to a couple of weeks ago. Got to surround myself with some great old familiar friends and some familiar faces. Most of the night was reminiscing about the great music we heard in Andrew's attic. So the music we're going to hear tonight is mostly from Andrew's attic. But one thing I do week after week on this radio show is I play voices from radio's past. Some voices, some personalities, people who had overnight shows, people like Gene Shepherd. People like Spalding Gray. We even heard a little bit of Lord Buckley a couple of weeks ago. So we're going to do that later tonight after hearing some music from Andrew's attic. We're going to hear a 1969 recording of Gene Shepherd talking about early memories. But like I said before that, we're going to take a trip. We're going to sit on some milk crates and hear some old records inspired by Andrew's older brothers and sister. You know, we're all so lucky to have siblings to turn us on to great stuff. So let's listen to what came out of that attic. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you. I was born in Peoria, Illinois.
What's that?
That's a city, nigga. You probably wouldn't know nothing about that, see? Old country ass boy. And when I was little, there was an old man, his name was Mudbone. And he dipped snuff, and he'd sit in front the barbecue pit, and he'd spit. See, that was his job. I'm pretty sure that was his job, because that's all he did. But he'd tell stories, fascinating stories. See? He was fascinating. And I loved him. It made me very happy. Because I'd stay with him and listen to this stuff. See, you're lying some when you listen to old people. They ain't all fools. See? You don't get to be old being no fools. So.
Told me goodbye. Can't you see?
come along she been doing to me? Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Oh, she's such a crazy lady. What that woman, what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Lord, I can't stand to see what that woman she been doing to me. Can't you see? I'm gonna check a freight train. Can't you see? Down at the station, Lord. What that woman ain't never coming back. Oh, can't you see? Gonna ride me a southbound. Can't you see? All the way to Georgia, Lord. What that
change. complaint. They call me and I go. It is a frozen road past midnight, a dust of snow caught in the rigid wheel tracks. The door opens. I smile, enter, and shake off the cold. Here is a great woman on her side in the bed. She is sick, perhaps vomiting, perhaps laboring to give birth to a tenth child. Joy, joy. Night is a room darkened for lovers. Through the jalousies, the sun has sent one gold needle. I pick the hair from her eyes and watch her misery with compassion.
Getting to the portion of the show where we're going to feature a storyteller. Tonight, it's Gene Shepherd. So Gene Shepherd did an overnight radio show for about 25 years. This program we're going to hear originally aired before our time in the attic. It aired originally in the year 1969. Talks about a lot of things in a short time. So I'm going to pay you about 15, 20 minutes of a longer show that lasted overnight. But before that, we're going to hear some more music.
of the road is no private cul-de-sac. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired of saying I'm not the cat I used to be. I got a kid, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah.
Talking about nostalgia, friends. Get it out of your skull. Stop it. We're not talking about the old days. Get it out of your beans. Stop it. We is talking about L-I-F-F-E-E-E. Life. You dig, Keith? Dig, Keith? You dig. Man, it ain't nothing like it. It's the only thing we all got. And the best thing we all got. You look up that old sky once in a while, you say, you know, there's one thing that you got to say about me. I'm walking around. And there's a sky over me, and I can see it. I can feel it. I can smell it. Well, I remember the first time. I remember that first that very first day that I went to school, the very first day. Now, how I remember this, well, it's probably the same reason why you remember your first day. In fact, I know it's the same reason. But why I happen to be able to pull it out of my vast Kodachrome file of busted up slides of memory is because, one, that happens to be my profession. You know, my job, the work that I've chosen in life, is mostly totally introspection and then transmitting it out. That's what an artist does, really. He pulls things out of his memory and his perceptive nerve endings, and he tries to pour it into some form. We can tell the other people, see what it is. It's what Norman Mailer does. It's what all people who attempt to interpret life do, whether they're doing it on the radio or television, movies, newsreels, sculpture, or scratching it in the sand or writing dirty words in the subway. They're all trying to say it, whatever it is. Nobody can quite grab a hold of it and say why they say it, but they do. And that's it. Squirrels do not write short stories. They do not. There has been no recorded instance of a bear sitting down, taking his felt tip pen in hand, and sliding out, "Call me Ishmael." Never. Man, yes. Bears, no. And it's one of the great differences between man and beast. I make no moral judgment on that. It is a difference. But that first moment of going to school, I will repeat to you, because it was there, and it is there. It's there with you. If an eight-year-old kid listening to me right now, that milestone that he went through is just as far back in his memory as if you're 90 listening to me. Now, that's hard to believe, but it's true. It is definitely true, because to an eight-year-old kid, his life has been going on forever. And that moment when he went to school the first day, which was 3 years ago, is a half a lifetime almost back. It's a long time. If you're 60 and you went to school that first day, it doesn't seem any longer ago to you than the eight-year-old kid, believe it or not. It's true. There's a lot they don't know yet about memory, perception of time, all these convex, circular, concave mathematical structures that exist in the fourth dimension around us. And so there I am, see. I remember it so, it's vivid. I have already, by the time, you know, by the time you go to school, you already form. You've got your ideas of what school is about because you know you're going to go. Everybody talks about school. You're going to go to school. Oh, are you in school yet, Jeannie? When do you go? You know that you're going to go to school one day. Now, I happen to be the oldest kid in my family, so I was the first kid to go to school. My brother was younger. And so I'm got all these ideas of what school is about. And I even remember my image of what I thought school was going to be. I had seen pictures of classrooms with desks. The desk itself was very, very, very attractive to me. The idea of having a desk. You know, little kids love desks. They love to sit at a little table, their own little thing, saying, pile stuff on it. have their desk, their desk. And we never lose that, by the way. Oh, there's nothing that a man likes better than his desk. His place where his little business goes on, whether it's, you know, just sitting at it, sending out the bills. It's his desk. Desks have always had a mystical importance in people's minds. And this goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. And so I'm this little kid, see, and I can remember, man, you know, the idea of having a desk and being in school and with all these kids. And I always pictured school, too, to have something to do with reading.
A Clear Midnight by Walt Whitman. This is thy hour, O soul, thy free flight into the wordless, away from books, away from art, the day erased, the lesson done, thee fully forth emerging, silent, gazing, pondering the themes thou lovest best, night, sleep, and the stars.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? As I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Gregory Forte's Radio Museum. Tonight, it was music from Andrew's Attic. So I hope you enjoyed that Gene Shepherd recording. Again, that was about 15 minutes of a longer overnight piece, but had to make room for some of this great music. Another thing I get to do is I get to share recipes week after week or show after show. So tonight's recipe is for gavadil and broccoli. So let me make room for that.
Hello, this is Sue Tianco from Wayne, New Jersey, and I'd like to share my gavadil and broccoli recipe. You're going to need to have a saute pan. You're going to chop up a lot of garlic, and some people like onion. I don't necessarily use it, but you can also do that. You're going to saute that in some olive oil. Enough olive oil so that nothing burns. You just want to have a light golden brown color on the garlic. And at the same time, you want to have a pot of water boiling. And for me, Garavidelle is not such an easy pasta to cook, so you do want to time it. Make sure it's not overcooked, not too chewy. And you add your kind of cut up fresh broccoli, has to be fresh broccoli, and add that to the olive oil and garlic. Add salt and pepper. Once your macaroni is done cooking, you want to save some of the water, because that just adds a whole different flavor, and it makes it, the pasta really absorbs the water, so you want to make sure that there's some sauce to it. You're going to strain your Garavidelle. Keep about 4 cups of water, 3 to 4 cups of water. You can always throw it out if you don't use it all. Add your pasta to the saute pan. Add more salt and pepper. Add some water, and just see, get the consistency, and you always want to top it with Parmesan cheese. Enjoy!
Thank you, Mr. Tito Skrupa. So this has been the Radio Museum. Thanks again for letting Gregory Forte come into your radio. I encourage you to keep listening to WGXC 90.7 here in Accra for some more interesting upcoming shows. Before I make room, I'm going to squeeze one more song in, hopefully. Again, thanks for listening, everybody, and have a good evening. Let's make room for Mr. Monk.
A supermarket in California. What thoughts I have of you tonight, Walt Whitman. For I walk down the side streets under the trees with a headache, self-conscious, looking at the full moon. In my hungry fatigue and shopping for images, I went into the neon fruit supermarket dreaming of your enumerations. What peaches and what penumbras. Whole families shopping at night. Aisles full of husbands, wives in the avocados, babies in the tomatoes. And you, Garcia Lorca, what were you doing down by the watermelons? I saw you, Walt Whitman, childless, lonely old grubber, poking among the meats in the refrigerator and eyeing the grocery boys. I heard you asking questions of each. Who killed the pork chops? What price bananas? Are you my angel? I wandered in and out of the brilliant stacks of cans, following you and followed in my imagination by the store detective. We strode down the open corridors together, in our solitary fancy, tasting artichokes, possessing every frozen delicacy, and never passing the cashier. Where are we going, Walt Whitman? The doors close in an hour. Which way does your beard point tonight? I touch your book and dream of our odyssey in the supermarket and feel absurd. Will we walk all night through solitary streets? The trees add shade to shade, lights out in the houses. We'll both be lonely. Will we stroll dreaming of the lost America of love past blue automobiles and driveways home to our silent cottage? Dear father, gray beard, lonely old courage teacher, What America did you have when Sharon quit polling his ferry and you got out on a smoking